Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kevin Campbell. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Davis steals second. Scott Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball four. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Knobloch moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Davis moves to second. Gene Nelson now pitching. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. Leos strikes out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Davis scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 4-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0 Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Mack goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Twins. Vince Horsman now pitching. Lance Blankenship now playing left field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Davis reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Quirk moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0 for 2 in the game. Leo's hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gagne moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Brown reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JT Bruitt now playing center field. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Erickson covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donahill pinch hits for Scott Lewis. Donahill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing third base. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bordick. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Bordick steals second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bordick scores. It's 10-1, Twins. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gagne strikes out. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Shane Mack. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing left field. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Twins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Guzman now pitching. Dan Howitt now playing first base. JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Harbeck moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Davis moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Larkin moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Wayne now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a pop-up beyond short. Gagne can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a pop-up beyond short. Gagne can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.